This is the 12th dialogue between J. Krishnamurti and David Bohm at Brockwood Park, 1980.
This is a dialogue which we've had in Ojai, California. We had there 8 dialogues between Dr. Bohm and myself, and 2 here, and 1 day before yesterday. So may we continue with that dialogue. And if should we anybody join this or not at all? We're asking if anybody feels like joining this, unless it is very, very serious. Would they join, or if they don't want to, it's all right. So it's a conversation between Dr. Bohm and myself. Let's get on with it. See, we were saying the other day, man, a human being who has worked his way through all the problems of life, both physical and psychological, and has really grasped the full significance of freedom from psychological memories and conflicts and travails, it comes to a point where the mind finds itself free, but not but hasn't gathered that supreme energy to go beyond itself. That's what we were discussing the other day. Can we start, go on from there? Right, sir?
Yes.
Can the mind, really, mind, brain, the whole psychological structure, be ever free from all conflict, from all shadow of any disturbance?
Yes, or self-disturbance.
Self-disturbance. Self-disturbance, and all that. Mm-hmm. Can it ever be free? Or the idea of a complete freedom is an illusion.
Yes, well, that's one possibility.
One possibility. But is then, that what we are?
Yes. Then some people may say we could have partial freedom.
Yeah, partial freedom. Or human condition is so determined by the past, mm-hmm. by its own conditioning, it can never free itself from it. Like some of those intellectual philosophers have stated this.
Yes, well, some people feel that's the case.
And really, the deep non-sectarian religious people, if there are, there must be some who are totally free from all organized religions and beliefs and rituals, mm-hmm. dogmas, they have said it can be done. Very few have said this.
Well, of course, there are those who have said it's done through reincarnation. Yes. In addition to that group,
yes.
believes it would take a very long time.
Yes, they said it would take a very long time.
Yeah.
You must go through various lives and mm-hmm. suffer and go through all kinds of miseries, and ultimately you'll come to that. Mm. But we're not thinking in terms of time. We're asking a human being granting and knowing or aware that he is conditioned deeply, profoundly, so that his whole being is that. Can it ever free itself? And if it does,